everyone. Welcome to Love Talk with Kira, where we discuss the 50 ways of love, the do's and don'ts of dating in today's era, where we also discuss sex, fetishes, and going deeper. So stay tuned. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Love Talk with Kira, where we discuss the 50 ways of love, the do's and don'ts of dating in today's era, where we also discuss sex fetishes and going deeper. Tonight's episode is going to be episode number 98, and I wanted to take a quick second and say thank you to each and every one of you for your continued support. You're awesome, and I appreciate you. Okay, tonight's episode is going to be about, does he or she, does your partner go to a random church that you don't even go to, you've never, gone before, you're not a part of that religion, but you're going to randomly go to their, someone else's church, okay, and then they make it, they don't invite you as your partner, you're their partner, they do not invite you, they tell you they're going to someone else's church, they're going to see something else, or what have you, or see someone else, they're really going there to meet another person, or someone else wants them to see somebody else. It is what it is. It's an exact science. Do not listen to this type of behavior. They are lying to you. They're cheating on you. There is no one in the world that is going to randomly go to some church, someone else's church, and make up an excuse and not invite you to go to that church. Okay? And it's not their church of their affiliation. Which is also interesting because you have to think about the fact that when they are going to meet someone else, they're still lying about why they're going to the church. Does that make sense? Like, unless somebody is changing their own religion, which they would invite you to go visit their friend. If they were going to go see a friend, maybe their friend was playing in a band, or maybe their friend was singing, or, my grandparents used to sing at my church, so, I was always going with my grandma, but the thing of it is, anyone can go to church and go walk into a building, but I went to church with a lot of different friends of mine back when I was younger to experience what the different types of religions were. And I was learning about that. And so that was a different concept. I wasn't, you know what I'm saying? And I have not been baptized. So I personally cannot say that I belong to a specific religion because I have not been baptized. So I have that option to go and explore different religions and decide what it is I want to believe, I didn't take the oath to only believe in one type of religion. So I'm very open and honest about how I believe in everything. And I think, in my opinion, we all believe in a higher spirit and in a different way. And we all call it something else, in each culture. And so, but it's basically all the same. It's just in a different way. There are different rules and different religions and cultures and stuff like that too. So it is what it is. At the same time, a person that you're with, you're dating or you're in a relationship with will not, or you're married to will not randomly go to another church of their friends to go watch them do whatever it is that they're doing. They will only go to another church to go meet another person, or a female or a male, what have you, and go and see what, if they're interested in getting to know this other person. Otherwise, they're lying to you. That doesn't happen. It's a whole setup situation, or the person from the church wants them to meet somebody. It is what it is. It's a big lie. If they don't invite you and you have not met that person they're going to go see in that church, there's your sign. Okay, cheating, 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 cheating. Lie, 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 lie. Okay? Cover up, cover up, cover up, cover up, cover up. it is what it is. It's sick and twisted and disgusting. But think about this type of thing. You know, honestly, also, there's nothing wrong with going to church if you want to. People do it. There's also nothing wrong with not going to church. You know, God is still there. You still believe in them. You can believe in God in any building you walk into. And honestly, your home is number one. Period. Okay? Anywhere you go, you don't stop believing. Okay? You believe it anywhere you go. You do not have to go to a specific area or one specific building. Okay? That's important to understand, too. If you want to learn about something and you belong to a group, then that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm not saying there is, and I will never say there is. All I'm explaining is that no one else can say that there's something wrong with you learning and understanding at home, in your own home, or anywhere else, for that matter. You don't walk in a church building and walk out the church building like, oh, I've forgiven all my sins because I walked in it, and then you get to go sin all over again because you walked at it. Does that make sense? That's not how that works. God's always watching you, and he's been listening to you and what you're doing and seeing things in line. If they don't, then, you know, sometimes things don't work out for you like you plan, and sometimes things don't work out for people because of other people's twisted situations that they force upon you. At the same time, all I'm explaining is that if your person is randomly been like, oh, I'm going to go to this church with this guy to go see my guy friend. No, they're not. That's a complete lie. Okay? It's not even your religion. Okay? Or their religion. Think about this, you guys. Listen to what is happening. Listen to what your person or so-called person is saying to you. These are all huge red flags, signs that they're completely false. They're lying 100%. They are making up excuses. And, you know, it's like they eventually get themselves trapped a millionfold anyway. It is what it is. So understand what's going on. Think about this and know the difference. Okay? I mean, seriously. And don't allow them to be like, it's my cousin, or it's my sister, or it's so-and-so. No, if they don't invite you to go with them, they're cheating, period. Period. There's not one guy in the entire world that will not invite their partner to go with them, especially to church. Like, who the frick does that? Only a person who is cheating on you and has bad intentions and is going there to meet someone else. That's the only reason any person, any guy would randomly go to another church, period. Okay? Or their best friend wants them to meet someone else, period. That's how that works. Understand this, know this, and remember it. All right? So these are key ways to understand the difference of if somebody is, you know, cheating on you in so many ways and sleeping with someone else or trying to heading in that direction. Someone else has got their attention, or their friends are trying to place somebody else in your position. Maybe because they didn't explain that you guys had a position to anyone else, and so their friends all think they have an open position. Well, there you go. That's another reason why you need to ditch this other dude or person that's a total trifling liar. You know, basically. What's the point of staying with this person when they're going to consistently do this to you? Does that make sense? So, think about this. Understand it, learn it, remember it. Don't keep continuing the cycles. Understand the signs. And I think we'll cut that off for tonight. Thanks for joining in with Love Talk with Kira. I hope you have a super fantastic day, night, or morning, depending on what country you're from. And we will talk more later. All right, bye now.